Good morning, I'm Mark Allen with Gaber.io, and I'm here today with Alice Elizabeth, the founder of Let's Love Sundays. Good evening in your case, Alice. How you doing?
Good evening for me. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. It's bright sunshine here, and it's
pitch black over here.
Pitch black night there, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's almost 8 p.m. here, so I'm already having a glass of wine.
Yeah, actually, well, good for you. I will join you in about 7-8 hours, although you'll be in bed by then. So
hopefully, yeah.
Yes. So to start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Yeah. So about my work experience, a little bit unusual, but I used to work in a corporate head office for some big global fashion brands in London. And then I kind of quit everything and moved abroad and started working for some nonprofits. And then I kind of picked up some freelance work whilst I was traveling and working freelance and working for these nonprofits. And then it kind of just snowballed. So that's how I started the Let's Love Sundays agency. We're a creative agency. We support entrepreneurs and small startups with any kind of marketing or creative aspects that they might need, either to get the ball rolling with their journey, for their brand, or if they need some support like further on, rebranding, that kind of thing, website design, email marketing, pretty much anything that falls underneath marketing or design.
Oh, very interesting. And so you went from corporate fashion, which is a very competitive thing, to
yes,
nonprofit. So I have a feeling that's what has something to do with the name of your company. So why don't you tell us how you named your company?
Yeah, so I worked in my early 20s. I worked for some big fashion brands in London and like the head office, like very corporate, very strict, very competitive energy and atmospheres. And I mean, it was an amazing experience. I learned a lot, but at the same time, I was incredibly unhappy with my career and how it was going and the work I was doing. Didn't feel like I was giving back in any way. I was just making someone else richer in mm-hmm. some ways. And I traveled abroad. I actually traveled for the first time outside of Europe to Guatemala. I had some friends who had family over there, and it just kind of blew my mind, the mm-hmm. whole cultural difference. And I came back to London. I quit my job and I got rid of my apartment and I booked a one-way ticket and I got a job working for a nonprofit over there that was helping create employment in some of like the most rural areas of Guatemala. And it was still kind of fashion related and marketing and branding, but it was obviously just helping a minority group and trying to get employment going in some of those rural areas of Guatemala. And so I was doing that for a long time. But whilst I was doing that, I was like, oh, it could be nice if I started up something for myself. So then if I want to leave Guatemala and start traveling, or this would be a perfect time to kind of experiment and see if I could go completely remote and freelance and be independent by myself. So this is how I started freelancing. And then I moved to New York for a couple of months and did some freelancer work there. And then I moved to Montreal for a year, carried on doing, it just kind of snowballed. And I think it was maybe like 6-9 months after I first started freelancing, I was like, okay, now is the decision maker. Like, do I throw everything, all my eggs into one basket and just do this full time, full steam ahead? Or do I just start applying for jobs back in London and move back? And I, of course, just put everything into one basket and hustled so hard mm-hmm. at the beginning, so hard, crazy amount of hours. Then I'm here now and yeah, pretty happy. I never dreamed that it would last this long, I guess. And I didn't think I would be still doing it and still really content with the work. And we've obviously changed a little bit and pivoted. And I know what I'm doing more so now with the clientele and like the kind of clients I want to attract. But yeah, I never imagined like 4 or 5 years down the line, I'd still be doing it. So it's pretty amazing.
Wow. And I assume you now love Sundays then, right?
Exactly. So the reason behind the name was because I kind of hated Sundays because I hated going back to the office on a Monday morning. And I just didn't, I was 24, 25 maybe. And I was like, I shouldn't be hating my job this much. Like right now, like this is insane. Like I should be living every day, not just because I have a weekend off or I'm on vacation, like I want to wake up and feel good about my work and feel passionate about it and feel excited. So that's where the name comes from, Let's Live Sundays, which was just a bit of a joke at the beginning, but now it's stuck. So
very good. And just so you know, you shouldn't hate your job at any age. From
true, someone exactly.
who's been around a little bit longer than you.
Yeah, that's my goal, is to never feel like I hate my job. So well, I reassess that every couple of months. I'm like, okay, how am I doing?
Really? Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You should read the 12-week year. Have you read that book?
No.
It basically says what you just did about every 3 months. You read.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I read it recently. So if you get a chance, it's called the 12-week year. I forget who the
author. I'll add it to my list. Thank you.
So you are the epitome of remote work. You've just already rattled off 4 cities that I remember, and there's probably a few more that you've forgotten. So how long have you been working remotely?
It has been like a good 4 years, technically 5 years. Last year I've been based in Denmark, because I came here for school, and obviously with COVID, kind of got locked in here. But yeah, it's been like 4 years. I was based in South America for quite a while. And then in Canada, then moved to Europe and traveled around, then did Asia for a little bit. I'd never really traveled at all. Whilst I was a child and in my early 20s, I was working all the time, and like you only get like 2 weeks vacation a year. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just hadn't seen anything. And I really felt like I couldn't grow as a person and experience life the way I wanted to experience it without traveling and having that kind of independence and freedom and yeah, meeting new people from different backgrounds and cultures. So I spent the last 4 years just from my suitcase, which is crazy. Also something I never thought I would do, but worked out well.
It's quite commendable, quite brave of you, I must admit. So now that you've done it for a while, is it something you'd recommend, or was it what you thought it would be?
I always recommend it. If someone's like, oh, I really want to just go abroad and work for a while and try remote, I'm like, do it. Mm-hmm. Because you really learn a lot about yourself. If you're working remote, you don't have like someone holding you accountable every second of every day. You're not sitting in an office behind a desk. And I really feel like you learn a lot about yourself and you grow in different ways than what you would in an office. And apart from that, you get to see the world as well in your mm-hmm. free time, which is obviously amazing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I always recommend it to people. Obviously not right now with COVID, but in general, I do.
Well, interestingly, my son was doing it. And then COVID hit. He was actually in Vietnam when he decided, I might have to go back home again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's probably safer right now.
Yes, it is. So I'm assuming you, Let's Love Sundays, has employees all over the world and customers all over the world. Is that true?
Yes. So a lot of my clientele is based in the US, Australia, Canada, the UK, mostly English-speaking countries. And then the freelancers that I work with that help me on projects are also based in the US or South Africa, Europe, UK, that kind of thing. Hmm. So we've always been completely remote. I've met people on the way. So for example, like when I was traveling in Bali, which is like the nomad capital of like the world, I feel. I met so many really cool, influential people who wanted to help on projects, who were like developers or web designers. So we shared contact details, and further down the line, like I got in touch with them and they're now based in like South Africa or Berlin or something. And we still work together, which is really amazing. But yeah, we're fully remote and have been the whole time, especially me.
Yeah. And do you actually are these people employed by Let's Love Sundays, or are they freelancers?
They're also freelancers, because obviously the workload always changes. Mm-hmm. And actually whilst I've just finished a full-time school course, which was a year and a half long. And I was like, okay, like, I feel like I might have to take like a little step back and like just let this kind of roll a little bit. And I told my designers and the content creators, okay, like I'm going to take a step back. So the work's probably going to come in a lot slower because I have to really concentrate on this school course. So yeah, they're all freelancers, but I do have a few that are predominantly free time, like full-time for mm-hmm. me.
Interesting. And what do you think is the future of remote employment? Do you think I mean, obviously the big companies aren't going to do this, but do you think a lot of smaller companies are going to, you know, follow this model that you've seemed to have mastered?
I mean, I really hope so. I hope that even through this whole pandemic, there will be some amazing benefits and small businesses can see that working remote will obviously save costs amazingly. Mm-hmm. And you can find talent from all over the world so easily. And like, there's so many companies out there that are willing to help you find people and put you in touch with people. And yeah, I really hope so. I mean, it's hard to tell, but I do think that people are like, oh, you know, this has worked out really well. And like, we've cut costs here and we don't have to rent an office space and we're still working and we're in communication every day from Teams or Zoom or whatever. So yeah, it works. So why not?
Yeah, no. And you, I mean, do you find that the talent out there literally, you know, whether they're in Asia or Europe or the Middle East or South, they're all pretty comparable?
Yeah. I would feel so. Like, yeah. I mean, the talent that I've found to help me work on projects, I normally find people from sites or from like Facebook groups or just like friends of friends of friends or people that I've met on the way. So yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. And my final question, you now that you've been doing this for a while, do you think you might settle down and, you know, put roots somewhere, or are you going to continue this lifestyle?
That's a really good question. It's something I'm still asking myself now. And yeah, I mean, I think I like the idea of having a base mm-hmm. and being able to travel for like maybe a couple of weeks or a month at a time and being able to come home somewhere. That's something that I really missed working remote and traveling so much, because I never really had like my own bed to go back to, which you don't have like your regular coffee spot or like, you know,
yeah,
like, you do miss it. And it's, the grass is always greener, I feel. Like, you always want something that you can't have.
Yeah.
That's why I feel like you have to experience it to the full extent like I did. And then you'll realize further down the line what you really want, what you really like, so. Mm-hmm.
Well, good. Well, I hopefully, and just out of curiosity, you know where that might be or which city you might pick or country?
Spain from. Or Italy, somewhere warm, because now I'm in Denmark and it's painfully cold. I'm not so sure. But yeah, who knows? I'm an open book, and yeah, who knows what's going to happen.
Well, I will put in a plug for the Bay Area. It's going to be 65, well, yeah. 65 and sunny here today.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a dream, but getting a visa, not so much.
Yeah, right now it'll be tough, but I think eventually. You're a UK citizen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we'll let you in.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah. Well, Alice, it's been a joy talking to you. It's great to meet someone with such ambition and such great dreams, and you've lived those dreams. So I want to wish Let's Love Sundays lots of luck. Hopefully it goes for at least another 5 years, right?
Thank you. Let's hope so.
All right. Well, have a great week.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. Enjoy that wine.